AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This may be a difficult day for many San Bernardino County government workers. They are going back to work 5 days after a county employee and his wife opened fire on a holiday party, killing 14 people and wounding 21. One of the attackers had pledged her allegiance to the Islamic State group on Facebook before the attack. President Obama is reassuring Americans in the aftermath of that assault and the one in Paris 3 weeks ago. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports on the president's speech from the Oval Office last night.
The president says attacks like these signal a new phase of the terror threat, and he knows Americans are worried.
The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it.
And not by sending a big ground force into Iraq and Syria, or by talking tough, or by turning Muslim immigrants away from U.S. shores.
Because when we travel down that road, we lose.
Obama's third Oval Office address since taking office reflected growing concern here that GOP foes aren't just slamming his strategy for fighting the Islamic State group, but portraying a West at war with Islam. Obama says that plays right into the hands of the militants. Mark Smith at the White House.
No details yet, but Homeland Security says it's putting a new terror alert system into place to inform Americans about security challenges. 2 weeks after a video surfaced showing a white Chicago police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times, the Justice Department is announcing it will investigate the police department. Not individuals, says Attorney General Loretta Lynch, but patterns and practices.
We'll be looking at how force, including deadly force, is handled, investigated, and how officers are held accountable for that.
The police officers charged with first-degree murder. Chipotle shares are still falling after that outbreak of E. coli linked to some of its restaurants. The Dow is down at the moment, 169. This is AP Radio News. 74 years ago today, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, leading the U.S. into World War II. For the first time now, the Franklin Roosevelt Presidential Library is making available the wartime president's entire collection of speeches online. A complete collection of his voice recordings is also available online for the first time. Listen.
The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost.
President Roosevelt on December 8, 1941, the day after the Japanese attack. You can hear more online by going to the Franklin Roosevelt Library. The largest destroyer ever built for the U.S. Navy headed out to sea for the first time today. The USS Zumwalt left Maine for sea trials. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.